Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2053, recorded on Thursday the 21st of March 2019, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Ian Robertson and I'm joined by
Paddy Watkins.
And today we're delighted to welcome a new listener, Mr. Geoffrey Crute from Norwich. Geoffrey, welcome along. We hope you enjoy listening to us.
Thank you, Ian. Along with the week's news, we have two features, one on how stitching experts are keeping the cathedral well clothed, and the other on a new book celebrating bellmen and town criers. We also have letters to the evening news and information desk. At the end of this recording, you will have the April edition of Let's Talk. Discover why Angie Kennedy is so excited. Take a trip down memory lane with Man Edgerton and Giles the cartoonist. Get your taste buds working with chocolate bars and simnel cake, and have some sympathy for Nigel Haverson, who is locked in his own sitting room, no less. So we hope that whets your appetite. But we begin with news stories, which include the future of a printing museum and the next phase of a £2.6 million city centre traffic shake-up as it gets underway. But first, cladding on Westergate Tower has caused some problems.
Security staff have been hired to stop reckless people from climbing over safety barriers near the damaged Westergate Tower. A long Westergate in the city centre is currently blocked after a chunk of cladding fell off the tower block during strong winds last week. But people have repeatedly ignored the safety warnings by either climbing over the barriers or dismantling them. The company which manages Westergate Tower, Watson's, says the introduction of security was necessary for the public safety. A spokesperson said, "The general public must be considered foremost until we are confident that there is no risk of falling debris which could occur due to the high winds."
A burglar ransacking a Norwich home just 3 days before Christmas was captured when the brave owners rugby tackled him and repeatedly hit him with a frying pan until the police arrived, a court heard. Wayne Thompson, 39, was disturbed in the property in Nelson Street, Norwich, when the woman came home with her partner, who rugby tackled Thompson to the ground, and she then hit him 5 or 6 times with a frying pan and waited until the police arrived, Norwich Crown Court was told.
Ever felt the urge to smash your computer or printer? Well, now you can. With a room dedicated to unleash your rage in a controlled environment. Rage Rooms is a new venture on Deerham Road in Norwich, which allows you to take your weapon of choice and destroy a variety of household objects, from old china to flat-screen TVs or computers. Run by directors Nigel Sperling and Leighton Johnson, the idea is to provide a bit of stress relief by smashing your way through an entire room of items. They source old furniture and electrical items from Gumtree or house clearing companies. After choosing from a selection of baseball bats, sledgehammers and crowbars, you are then set loose in the room for 20 minutes with a soundtrack of your choice. And once it has been smashed to smithereens, the shrapnel left behind is swept away and recycled. Mr. Sperling said customers can pay between £20 and £25 for a single rampage. They will also have access to a menu where they can pay extra for bigger items, such as televisions or old printers. "It's just a bit of stress relief and a way to let off some steam," said Mr. Sperling. Anyone under the influence of alcohol or drugs is strictly not allowed, and participants have to sign a disclaimer before entering. The unfolding carnage can be viewed on a big screen in another room.
A planning committee chairman confessed to never having visited a city museum, just before casting a crucial vote to seal the demolition of its current home. Plans for more than 200 new homes off Barrack Street in Norwich were approved by the City Council's Planning Committee by the narrowest of margins. Plans which will also see the demolition of an annex of St James's Mill, which houses the John Jarrold Printing Museum. While artefacts from the museum have been promised a new home in the development, campaigners hoping to preserve it as it is say this new home will not be fit for purpose. The now approved development's provision for the museum is smaller than the current location and therefore means working functions of it will be lost. However, city planners told the committee the council was powerless to protect the museum, which is privately owned by Jarrolds, from closing if the company saw fit to do so. The application was approved by 7-5.
A large tree has come down in Norwich city centre. It happened where London Street meets Bedford Street, and the general manager of Cozy Club restaurant, Pete Harvey, had to chop off branches with a saw to ensure customers still get inside his premises. Passers-by were taking photographs and congregating around the tree.
The next phase of work on a Norwich city centre street is due to begin, but council bosses are looking to limit the next closures to overnight hours. As part of a £2.6 million shake-up of how traffic uses the Prince of Wales Road area of Norwich, the downhill section of Cattle Market Street has been shut since Monday, February the 25th. That has meant diversions for traffic and, initially, long queues, as drivers got used to the road being shut in one direction. On Monday, the next phase of the work will start. While the downhill lane of Cattle Market Street will reopen, there will be overnight closures going uphill between the junction with Rose Lane and Market Avenue and the junction with Farmers Avenue. Both directions will be open during the day, but the uphill section will be shut from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. During those times, diversions will be in place via Market Avenue, Agricultural Hall Plain, Prince of Wales Road, Riverside, Coblence Avenue, Carrow Road and King Street to Rouen Road. The work will see the footpaths widened and a new length of cycleway installed, with new curb lines put in place. It will provide a continuous cycle lane up Cattle Market Street, so riders no longer have to stop on the hill at the pedestrian crossing. Bosses at Transport for Norwich, which is behind the scheme, want to thank all those affected for their patience while the work is carried out. The scheme has previously seen work, the section of King Street between the Prince of Wales Road, pedestrianised. Future work will see changes made in Mountergate. It will include work which will allow traffic leaving the Norwich City Council Rose Lane car park to turn right at the end of Mountergate.